social media giant Twitter has moved swiftly to enforce its new rules aimed at reducing what it deems abusive content from around the world. The account of Jada Franson of the British nationalist group Britain First made headlines when United States President Donald Trump retweeted material from her last month. Her account has now become one of the first disabled under new hate speech rules. A University of Sydney specialist in convergent and online media, Dr. Fiona Martin, says Twitter's policy changes are a welcome move.
I think it's really timely. I think it's actually long overdue. And the particular areas that they're dealing with are important.
Rosie Thomas from the Australian youth-led organisation Project Rocket that fights bullying, including cyberbullying, says it's worked with Twitter on developing the guidelines.
Say a positive and powerful message to young people that this kind of behaviour in all of its forms just isn't tolerated. And I think the really important thing here as well is that it doesn't matter whether or not you're hiding behind a screen, you can be held accountable.
A person's Twitter account will now be permanently suspended if their handle, username or bio includes what's deemed a violent threat or multiple slurs. Or it can be suspended if it's deemed to either incite fear or reduce someone to less than human. The chief executive of the Online Hate Prevention Institute, Dr. Andre Obler, says the move could have major effects.
At the moment, there's various groups which have built up large followings, thousands, tens of thousands of followers, and the minute their account is closed, they will lose touch with their base, which makes them far less effective and makes their message a lot quieter.
Hateful images will be banned in avatars or profile headers, and in tweets themselves, they will be hidden unless users choose to see them. Fiona Martin praises that aspect of the crackdown as very creative.
I think it's really innovative to be looking at the context in which images, hateful images, are posted, because very often you can find abuse is conveyed in the sorts of images that people might post, like, for example, the Iron Cross or the swastika, and very subtle messages might accompany them.
Pressure for Twitter to act grew dramatically following violence at a white nationalist rally in the United States city of Charlottesville, Virginia, in August. The new rules will ban users who associate with organisations that promote violence, either online or offline. But now comes the challenge of how to police the new rules on a platform with 330 million users around the world. Twitter says it plans to develop internal tools to supplement the current system of complaints from other users. There's been some backlash on Twitter, vented under the hashtag #TwitterPurge. One tweet says, "It's amazing how far people will go to silence opinions they don't like." Another suggests, in reference to George Orwell's famous novel 1984, "You better not speak, you better not try. We are in 1984, you must comply." But in a statement, Twitter says,
"In our efforts to be more aggressive here, we may make some mistakes and are working on a robust appeals process."
Donald Trump, whose tweets and retweets have drawn controversy, will be immune, along with other government and military entities. Dr. Obler from the Online Hate Prevention Institute says that's not the wisest rule.
I think there is a problem that there's this exemption that's given to people with power, but not to the rest of society. I think the rule really should be a blanket rule for everyone. If hate speech is not appropriate, and I don't believe it is, it shouldn't be appropriate for anybody.